Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Starting with the Irish Times, and indeed across a lot of the papers today, it's that news about the Labour Court recommendation to end the pilots' pay row at Aer Lingus. 17.75% pilots look to make over a four-year period from January 2023 towards the end of 2026. So Aer Lingus has said that that's going to be accepted by them. So it's basically on IALPA now. And from covering this story over the last couple of weeks, what's going to happen now is that the IALPA executive is to meet today. A lot of them would have been flying yesterday, so they hadn't even seen the Labour Court recommendation when it came out. So they're going to meet today. And then it will be put to a ballot of members. That's been confirmed, by the way, that IALPA is going to put this to a ballot of members. But the executive will consider whether to recommend that they accept or reject it. So that's on the front of the Irish Times, as well as on the that attack on the hospital in central Kyiv by Russia, and about 7 children among 16 people hurt, 2 people killed at the hospital as well, and 22 killed in and more than 70 injured in several missile strikes on Kyiv yesterday, in what appears to be a real escalation in the conflict in Ukraine. Of course, Russia first attacking Ukraine in February 2022. And also on the front page, Cathal Crotty to be formally discharged from the Defence Forces. So this was the soldier who avoided prison last month for beating Natasha O'Brien unconscious in Limerick City, and he received a 3-year suspended sentence for the incident, which happened in 2022. Now, the DPP is appealing that sentence due to undue leniency. So that's the front of the Irish Times this morning. Also on the Independent, more about the Labour Court recommendation to end the Aer Lingus pilots' pay row. So, but they're going with a kind of different tack. So there is still a risk to more flights as pilots' action goes on during the ballot. So Aer Lingus have cancelled 548 flights up to the end of this week, up to Sunday, the 14th of July. Now, they're constantly reviewing whether they'll need to cancel more flights. And if IALPA aren't going to be able to get a ballot until later on this week, it's nearly inconceivable that Aer Lingus will have to cover its tracks in case that ballot is rejected, or the Labour Court recommendation is rejected by the pilots. So it's highly likely that we will see more flights, unless there's a resolution to this in the coming days. But with the procedures that IALPA have to go through, it's highly unlikely. But so far, as I said, 548 flights cancelled, with over 80,000 passengers impacted. And of course, that the pilots continuing their work to rule. Also on the front of the Indo this morning is the FAI apology to female former international players and trainees on a false training course who experienced alleged unwanted or inappropriate sexual advances from certain FAI coaches in the 90s. And the interim CEO, David Correll, saying, "We are sorry for what you had to endure." And the picture of him alongside the People and Culture Director, Aoife Rafferty, on the front of the Indo this morning. Front of the Irish Examiner, again, the airline and about the Aer Lingus dispute, but also another story about airlines urged to move routes to Cork. So the DAA is to drop airport charges to near zero for airlines who are willing to move routes from Dublin to Cork. And that's to kind of prevent aircraft moving to other countries because of that strict passenger cap at Dublin Airport, which the DAA is trying to get changed. But it's been a very highly contentious political issue. Michael O'Leary very vocal on it, and very vocal against the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, on it as well. Eamon Ryan himself very much against the idea of increasing the passenger cap. It's kind of a row that's going to run and run, really. And they're also running the story, the Examiner that is, running the story about Cathal Crotty being discharged from the Defence Forces after that attack on Natasha O'Brien. Sean Murray going with the line from the greenhouse gas emissions report by the EPA that we're well off track from meeting our climate targets. So while there's a sense that our emissions are going in the right direction, we're still very much far away from where we need to be. So June was the 12th consecutive month of global temperatures reaching 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. And that's always kind of been seen as the benchmark for where the planet could go into a very dangerous place. So globally, it's not going too well. The EPA saying 55 million tons of carbon dioxide were emitted last year. Agriculture accounting for 37.8%. And followed by transport at just over 21%, and the energy industries at 14.3%. And in terms of transport emissions, they actually rose marginally by 0.3%. And that's kind of something that we really need to, that seems to really need to be tackled head on. And I don't know if it's a case of people turning away from electric vehicles, as there seemed to be a surge to beforehand, but certainly something that needs to be addressed. Now, the front of the Daily Mail is about the attack on the hospital in Ukraine. And it goes with the opening line, imagine a Russian missile hitting Crumlin Children's Hospital in Dublin, and you'll have some idea of the visceral impact, the horror of yesterday's airstrike on Kiev's famous Akhmatyat Hospital. That's quite a line, you know, if just to kind of put that into perspective. I know the attitude of some can be Ukraine's all the way over there and it's a problem for over there, but that opening line in the Daily Mail very much hammering it home. Imagine that was a hospital here in Dublin and just the horror that we would have to face in from that. The Red Top's all going with the front page of the taxi driver, Raymond Shorten, who was convicted of raping and sexually assaulting a 7-year-old girl. So this is a man who was last month convicted of raping two women in his cab. And it has since been convicted of the rape and sexual abuse of a 7-year-old girl. And I'm looking at the Irish Sun here. It's there's a picture of Holly Cairns alongside, and she's saying that the taxi regulator now has serious questions to answer about how he was let drive a cab. When he was given his taxi license, he had no convictions for anything, and he was very much getting away with the vile horror that he had put on his victims. And it was only when he was arrested for the rape of the two girls and placed in custody that all of this came to light. So I don't know how the taxi regulator can answer a question about a man's criminal convictions before he was ever even arrested for committing a crime. But look, it doesn't take away from the fact that Raymond Shorten is a horrendous human being. So that's featuring on the front, across all the front pages of the Red Tops today. And just a look at a couple of other stories inside the papers in the Irish Examiner. Tanning salons broke the law 206 times. Niamh Griffin writing on page 3 that it was including offering sunbeds under 18-year-olds with 4 court cases taken. So a really good story on sunbeds there from Niamh Griffin. And a couple of some lighter stories. So a scientist happy to find a distant planet stinks of rotten eggs. Lovely. So scientists have found a distant, horrifying planet stinks of rotten eggs. And they're calling it an achievement because it not only fills in our own understanding of the intensely hot world, but it could help actually our search for alien life. I don't know who'd want to live on that planet, but look, that's neither here nor there. And Prince Charles is releasing an aftershave, apparently. So that's something to thing to look forward to. It'll cost about €160. And he's promising that they can smell just like the gardens of his High Grove country estate. Right. So that's some of the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.